Now on BBC Radio 4, it's time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 7th of November. There are warnings of gales in Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800, low West Ireland 994, expected Humber 991 by 1800 Thursday. New low expected Plymouth 993 by the same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Terra, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in northwest Viking, decreasing 2 at times elsewhere. Winter showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Terra, easterly or southeasterly 5 to 7. Winter showers, good, occasionally moderate. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Tyne and Dogger. Showers or rain, moderate or good. Fisher, easterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7. In north, showers, good. German Bight, Humber, east or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later in Humber, becoming cyclonic later, showers or rain, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, southeast veering southwest 5 to 7, rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, in north, showers, good. Fitzroy, Sole, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 at first, in south Fitzroy, increasing storm 10 for a time in Sole, squally showers, moderate or poor. Lundy, Fastnet, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northeast 6 to gale 8 later, rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, northwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, then decreasing 5 to 7 later, squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, cyclonic, becoming northerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey, Farrar, Faroes, northeast mainly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Faroes, decreasing 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Winter showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east-northeast 3, 27 miles, 996, falling slowly. Stornoway, east by north 3, more than 38 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lerwick, north 2, more than 38 miles, 1003, rising more slowly. Wick Automatic, east 4, slight showers, 12 miles, 1001, falling slowly. Aberdeen, east-southeast 2, slight showers, 24 miles, 999, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast 1, heavy rain, 4 miles, 998, falling slowly. Boomer, north 1, moderate rain, 7 miles, 997, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southeast 5, 997, falling. Sendetti, light vessel automatic, east 5, 11 miles, 999, falling. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by south 6, 11 miles, 996, falling. St. Catherine's Point automatic, south 4, 993, falling quickly. Jazzy, south by east 2, slight drizzle and rain, 8 miles, 995 falling. Channel light vessel automatic, south by east 7, 2 miles, 993 falling quickly. Silly automatic, west northwest 6, recent rain, 16 miles, 998 falling slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 4, 22 miles, 993 falling slowly. Aberporth, northwest by west 3, slight rain, 3 miles, 993 falling slowly. Valley, east by south 3, slight rain, 19 miles, 992 falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast by east 2, slight drizzle, 3 miles, 994 falling. Valencia, west-northwest 5, 9 miles, 997 falling. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 5, recent rain, 16 miles, 993 falling. Malinhead, east by south 2, slight showers, 12 miles, 994 falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, east by north 3, 16 miles, 994 falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 6th of November. General situation, an Atlantic low will move southeastwards across Ireland overnight, then remain over England and Wales through Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, east or northeast 3 to 5, backing north or northeast 5 to 7, showers good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southeast 3 to 5, backing east 4 to 6, then northeast 5 to 7 later, showers good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southeast 3 to 5, backing northeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, then rain later in south, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south 2 to 4, backing east 5 to 7, then veering southwest 3 or 4 later, showers, then rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southeasterly 5 to 7, veering southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. North Foreland to Selsibill, southerly 5 to 7, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, rain or showers becoming thundery, good, occasionally poor. Selsibill to Lyme Regis, west 5 to 7, backing southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, westerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later in east. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including Bristol Channel. Northwest, veering north later, 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Cyclonic 5 to 7, then becoming northeast 6 to gale 8 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east 4 to 6, backing northeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, east 4 to 6, backing northeast 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lochfall to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. At American Point to Cape Wrath, east or northeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north, showers, good. Shetland Isles, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7. Showers, wintry at times, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now, let's take a look ahead to this Friday morning.
I woke up today, and the world was a restless place.
My castaway this week is the writer and TV dramatist Russell T. Davis.
My head is full of fireworks and lines and spirals and noise and colour, and then you have to hammer that down on the page into letters and sentences and full stops, and it becomes so dull. Something's lost every single time. Writing is an act of loss every time.
Russell T. Davis, My Castaway. I do hope you'll join us to hear his Desert Island Discs this Friday morning at 9.
That's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. We'll be joining the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a good night.
It's 1am GMT. Hello, I'm Jamie Robertson on the BBC World Service. Good evening, America. Good morning, Asia. We're bringing the time zones from around the world together into one programme, Business Matters, here in London. In the hour ahead, we'll be looking at the plight of SoftBank, the Japanese super investor that made an error of judgment over Uber and WeWork.
Their first investment in Alibaba was incredibly successful. The rest of the deals recently don't seem to have gone as well. They're getting a lot of press right now, having come out recently and said that they've had a big quarterly loss, the first one and the biggest one in their 38-year history.
And we'll be looking at why academics are claiming that politicians in the UK have built a vision of a future out of a myth from the past. And would you take a lift in a drone? It's coming up in Business Matters here on the BBC. First, his latest news.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Democrats leading the impeachment inquiry against President Trump have released a transcript of the closed-door testimony by the US ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor. Mr. Taylor said it was his clear understanding that President Trump had made military aid to Kiev conditional on a probe being launched against the former Vice President Joe Biden that could help politically. John Sopel has read the transcript.
We're seeing it in black and white, exactly what he said. And you get the absolute clear understanding from his account that everything was completely tied to whether the Ukrainians announced that there was going to be this anti-corruption inquiry in general, but much, much more specifically, that it had to name this gas company, Burisma, of which Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, was a director. And everything was being funneled through Rudy Giuliani, who was the president's personal lawyer, shortcutting all the normal decision-making processes.
The Colombian defense minister, Guillermo Botero, has resigned after an opposition politician revealed in Congress that he hadn't informed the public of the deaths of 8 children during a military offensive against FARC rebels 2 months ago.
Mr. Botero announced his resignation after a meeting with President Iván Duque. He said the offensive had been legitimate and the Colombian military had been unaware of the presence of children in a rebel camp that was bombed. Guillermo Botero has been battered by repeated scandals. In September, the government was forced to defend a report it said proved that neighbouring Venezuela was supporting rebel groups and drug traffickers. Officials were forced to admit it contained uncredited photographs taken by media outlets in Colombia, not Venezuela.
Unidentified gunmen in Burkina Faso have killed at least 37 people travelling in a convoy carrying workers for the Canadian government.